Order.
I'll be happy to. I'd like to thank everyone for showing today. Lord, please protect us in travels for business and pleasure, and help us make wise decisions. On your behalf, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands for one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
All right. Let's have a roll call.
Toby Crawford is absent. Sandy Klein is absent. Chad Dinkins.
Here.
Howard Robacher. Chuck Savage.
Here.
We have four.
All right. Has everybody read the minutes of the prior meeting?
I have.
Do I hear a motion to approve? Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, unfinished business.
Very good. The GA Terminal Building, the 90% drawings are within days of being complete. We've been reviewing those and making sure they're accurate. We have the groundbreaking ceremony, which was advertised in the newspaper. That's going to be on Monday, October 29th. It'll be at 10 a.m. It'll be on the ramp side of the airport. We'll have it all barricaded off. Beautiful Moments will supply a 30 by 30 tent. We'll have seating for 100 people. Hope to have a few airplanes parked there too. It's a nice background. The entire board is invited to come. The county commissioners are invited to come. The city council is invited to come. The mayor will be there. The CEP will be there. It's a big deal. So I think the CEP is supplying all the golden shovels and all that stuff. So it'll be a fun little event. Put it on your calendars. You'll be getting an official invite from me. You know, nice little cardstock invitation. So.
Transportation to the site?
Park there and walk through the building. item 5B, T-hanger new construction. We received the estimate from our city engineers on conducting the drainage improvements. As you recall, we have to fill in the drainage retention pond that currently serves the T-Hanger campus and create a new pond which will serve the extension of the T-Hangers plus some new development. That cost is $311,000 for the DRA improvements. We think the new buildings, will be four of them on the ends of the existing buildings, will run about $900,000 total for a $1.2 million project. We currently have 16 people on the wait list. This is a big difference in what it was last month. We had over 30 people on the wait list.
Now, since that's four buildings, how many aircraft would that be?
We think we can put between 20 and 25 units, depending on the final design. And I'll show you what that breaks down to on the next page. But there's 16 people on the wait list. It's a big difference in what it was last month. We had over 30. We instituted, with the board's approval, the $200 deposit. And once we went through, it actually whittled the list down to 16. So 16 people that are truly interested in being on the wait list. It helps us out because keeping a list of 30 people is pretty unrealistic. I called to some of our friendly airport neighbors. I think Dunellen has over 200 people on a wait list.
Gosh.
You know, and that's just... Can't manage that. Yeah, time and energy chasing down people, getting phone calls back. So we appreciate the 16 people. This gives us room for an additional four buildings. We build them off the ends here, right in this location. I believe there's room for 25 units. At $320 rental per unit, that's $8,000 per month, that's $96,000 of additional revenue per year. High altitude estimate, that's what we're looking at if we did an extension on the ends of what we got right there. 12-year return, basically. The green on this chart represents some new piping, stormwater piping. This would be the new pond that we'd have to create. By doing this, we'd create some drainage to build some larger hangars in this area right here. So it's a there's a couple different benefits we get from doing the DRA project, building hangars here, and it opens up the ability to expand the T-hangars there. So.
Do we have the money?
Nope.
What are our chances of getting the money?
Pretty good, probably after the terminal project. We've got a couple economic projects in the out years. $320,000 to do a DRA project is a drop in the bucket. I can negotiate that pretty well. The T-hangers, I could probably get a 50-50 grant from the state. So just round up to $1 million for the actual construction of the building, four buildings basically. That's $500,000 out of the airport, $500,000 from FDOT. But we'll have to see how that competes with some of our other projects. And there's only 13 people on the wait list. The last time we did a T-hanger project, we built a total of 20 units in two buildings, but we had 30 people on the wait list. So we had more people on the wait list than we actually have room for. And once we built it out, when we went through the list, I still think we had a couple vacancies. So they weren't, even with 30 people on the list, we built 20 units, we still had 18 to be filled. So I think we have some time to play with. That's my personal opinion. But, the board can make its own recommendation. We can wait for grant money, or we can, you can make a recommendation if it so pleases you to pursue this through a loan, some sort of a bond. I mean, it's obvious it's going to pay for itself through the revenue that we get. So if you'd like, I can defer this to when we have more people on the road.
I think I'll wait for...
It was Mr. Crawford that wanted the information.
I think he needs to be here.
Yeah,
I think we need at least four here, maybe five. It's not something that's going to kill anything if we don't do it right now.
So I'll continue this on to next month, and hopefully we'll have more refined building estimates to do the project.
Let me ask you a question, totally not on the agenda.
Uh-huh.
How much acreage do you have set aside for water retention areas, for your buildings?
Set aside for DRA?
Existing and planned.
Well... quite a bit, because when you look at our DRA system, it's tough to see on here, but this is the start of the swale in between Taxiway Alpha and the apron, and it continues all the way down south of the airport, and it empties out into two ponds that are connected underneath Alpha 10 intersection. Those ponds can be extended to the north by just removing additional dirt. There's quite a bit of room to expand in that scenario. Now, for the development right here, it's difficult to convey the impervious water from this development into this swale just because of the run and the elevations. Likewise, it's difficult to convey the water from our T-hanger campus from this location to the swale over here without having to dig through existing asphalt. And it's the same distance of piping, basically, that we'd have to take it over into this area. So
the reason I ask a silly question like that, you got a big display there on the end of the water retention area.
Yeah.
I've been told, I've never completed one, but we started a few, where you can put building on top of that water retention area. Because you're not creating any more runoff that's going into that pond than if you build on it. Save a lot of land that you're going to use for some other in the future. I mean, it's just something to think about.
Right here? What?
Yeah. You don't have to, I see.
So we don't have to get rid of the pond, so to speak? Is that what you mean?
No, you have to keep the pond, but you can put a building on it. You can park on it.
You just have to
run the water in.
Okay. Well,
It's an old way to do it, but it sure is cheaper.
I'll convey that to our city engineer, and we'll look into it.
I've started a couple, but we died before we finished them. The project died.
Is that when they put the piping underneath, the big containment piping for the pond? And then they put the dirt over top of it, and they can build on top?
No, but the one we were doing, if that's the 1 square acre, one we were working on is
right here.
You're going to bridge it. You build right on top of it. The water comes in at ground level, flows in, and your building goes above that. Now, you've got a higher building cost. But if you're paying $800,000 an acre for a piece of property, you put a lot of pipe and water retention on.
Well, we already own the property.
Well, so. I'm just...
The one I saw was also used for fire suppression.
That's what they got a cistern underneath that pumps the water back out if they got to have it.
Yeah.
We'll look into it. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, taxiway?
Well, the cost of getting the water back out is probably more than getting it in there, because you got to have a way to move it out. But if you've got a 100-square-foot building and you've got a retention area under it, that building is not going to create any more water than is already being handled by that retention area. It's there.
Okay. Well, we have plenty of capacity for our DRAs. That's
But why waste it for a DRI or DRA if you don't have to use it? You got room for another building sometime in the future.
Okay. Taxo Alpha Rehabilitation. This project was designed last year. There's an extra $1 billion in supplemental FAA grant money available right now. So we, instead of waiting a year, we elected to advance the project. This is out on the street now. It's being bid. We had the pre-bid yesterday. I'd say we had maybe 5 general contractors that showed up that can do the work. A couple subs were in the audience as well, so that's a good showing for a mandatory pre-bid. Bid opening, if I recall, is October 16th. Grant deadline is October 31st. It gives us a little bit of time to pull together the grant application and make the submittal. If we're successful in getting the grant, the construction start time would be about spring of 2019. It would run concurrent with construction of the terminal building. Engineer's estimate on this project, on the rehabilitation of Taxiway Alpha, is $4.5 million. Alpha is probably one of the oldest pavements on the airport right now, besides maybe Taxiway Bravo, which services the crossing road. So we're looking forward to getting that done. Moving on to the Compass Rose, I showed this last month. The FAA has approved our new location adjacent to the current Alpha 3 intersection. The Compass Rose will be located on the ramp just east of Taxiway Alpha at Alpha 3. And this will likely occur on February 19th when we repaint it in that location. That may change depending on the construction of Taxiway Alpha. On to new business, just a few pictures of the Vice President's visit with the C-17 in the background. That was fun. A lot of agencies, a lot of people coordinating the arrival for a 3.5-hour visit. But everything went very smoothly. They didn't buy any fuel, unfortunately. We got them for some service fees. So I guess it's all right.
Why did they land here?
Why did they land here? Mm-hmm. The Vice President and the Governor of Florida, Governor, had a fundraiser in the villages. Mike, you didn't see that picture yet, did you? On to fuel and operations. So this is our standard operations list that I always show. Last month, the board requested some additional information. Just to point out real quick, 6,434 ops in August compared to August of last year, 5,238. So we're doing really well when it comes to operations. Look at the itinerant total IFR operations, 967 last year compared to 1,235 this year. So those are really standing out. What you have in front of you here is a list of all the Florida controlled airports, control tower to airports. It's tough to see, but OCF is towards the bottom on the first page. This was last year from January through the end of August of 17. You can see where we were at, 41,373 total operations. Second page is the same time frame, only this year. And we've moved up in the rankings somewhat. We're at 46,996, so we're ahead of Brooksville, Gainesville, and Leesburg. And for our little Central Florida region, that's some pretty good bragging rights, in my opinion. So, big thanks to the flight school in the back. We can see the big bumps from that, but also our IFR itinerary operations. When you compare to Brooksville, there really is no comparison. We did 11,300 compared to Brooksville's 2,800. Gainesville's up there quite a bit, 17,000 on those. Leesburg also at 6,800. So we make up quite a bit of ground when it comes to that, our IFR operations. So this really puts it in perspective on where we sit. We're not dead last in the state anymore. We used to be a few years back. So we keep getting busier and busier. Any questions on that? Okay. Moving on to the fuel report. We've had three great months in a row. June, July, and August, Shelter pumped some great fuel. 55.5% increase in August of 18 compared to August of 17. Big numbers. 29% on avgas, 65% increase on jet fuel. And these are actual pumped numbers, not deliveries. That made up quite a bit of ground. We're only just slightly below where we were last year. We're negative 0.1%. I believe this year Shelter has met their goals already this year. So we're trending in a good direction. That completes my presentation.
All right. Is there anybody that wishes to appear before the board?
I've got a question.
Yes.
If I was revamping Taxiway Alpha 8, I know a couple years ago on the planning, formerly planning thing, we talked about possibly creating a new taxiway in code to West somewhere. Mm-hmm. Would be conducive to maybe look at doing that and spend the $4.5 million on the revamp?
Well, we did look at that. To build a taxiway to a greater standard on the east side, we'd have to go from a 50-foot wide taxiway to a 75-foot taxiway with paved shoulders. So the lights on Alpha would have to get relocated. We'd have quite a bit more dirt work to do because everything would have to shift closer to the ramp. And we'd lose ramp space because of
the west side.
Oh, well, we need to pursue both. Alpha is falling apart. I thought you meant why not just build Alpha to the new standard.
New taxiway on the west side.
Yeah. Now Alpha, Alpha's falling apart. It's way past its useful life. Basically, from Alpha 1 to Alpha 7, we've got longitudinal and transverse cracking almost every 25 to 30 feet. And then after Alpha 7, we've got rutting and alligator cracking. The two were built in different sections, different time frames, and they're failing differently, but they are failing. We need to do something with it. Now, the question on the West Side Taxiway, we are looking at doing the environmental on that project in 19, designing it in 20, and building at least the first phase in the year 2021. That'll be a big project. That'll be a big project.
And how much did you say that was going to cost?
Probably close to $10 million for the first phase.
That's amazing.
Because of the requirement for the paved shoulders, it really boosted the numbers up quite a bit.
And how long does it take to do that?
To build it? It'll probably take a year to design it and a year to build it.
Gosh. Individual comments by board members?
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. That's amazing. And it looks like the design work could be just done simply.
It might be. It might be.
All right. If there are no further comments, I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
I'll second it.
For the record.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Well, that was a short one.
Got to get your name in the minutes.
20 minutes.
Once in a while, show that participation.
Yeah, quick meeting.
You're in the end.